This is a robot dimension. There's no human here. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Test. Very much.
Welcome everybody to our iPod radio show. This is Robot TR1.
This is Kyle1.
And you are listening to
Robot Power.
So everybody, we've decided to do a Knowledge is Power all about robots. So everybody knows a robot. Do you know any robots, Kai?
Bush.
No, we'll get to that. Let's talk about our favorite robots first. Because when I was growing up, I really liked robots. And whenever I saw cartoons or movies, they always talked about or showed me robots that were going to make my life easier. And in the future, I thought, as a kid growing up, in the future, I would own a robot eventually. I meant there's R2-D2 from Star Wars. He helped the humans. And there's that dog from Battlestar Galactica. But in reality, I don't own a robot. Do you own a robot, Kai?
I don't know.
No, I don't know. It's not that we don't have robots, because like robots built our car. There's robots in space. But I don't own a robot.
What did you say?
I don't own a robot. Do you?
I think I do.
Who?
There's a robot.
Robots are everywhere nowadays, but are they really as good as promised by science fiction? Let's take a look. So we're going to think about all the robots we know.
If they're good or bad.
Yeah, and decide whether they're good or bad. Now, we'll take real robots, and we'll also take some robots that are in entertainment. You know, those actor robots.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go first. Rosie the robot from the Jetsons. I think she was a good robot. She definitely helped out a lot. And she never went psycho and tried to chase George Jetson around. Well, at least not that often.
R2-D2 is like helping all these humans.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't even speak your language.
Right, so do you think he's a good or a bad robot?
Good one.
Alright, R2-D2 is a good robot. I'll go next with Robbie the Robot from Forbidden Planet. Now, this of course came out before both of us were born, but from what I remember, Robbie was a good cat. He helped out the humans, so Robbie's a good robot. Next one.
B9 is actually a robot that's got lost in space.
Yep, he was the one that would say, "Danger, Will Robinson! Danger, Will Robinson!" He was generally, I would think, a good robot.
Yeah, I think too.
Okay. Well, let's move on. Those were some older robots. Let's move on to some modern robots, huh?
Bender is actually from Futurama, and he actually a robot that doesn't help humans that much, but he actually asks a lot of questions.
Yeah, he is definitely gets them in more trouble than helps out, so I'd have to give Bender a, though he's a good friend, he's probably not very helpful. We'd have to say he's a bad robot.
Yeah.
All right. Don't forget about the Roomba. Have you heard of the Roomba?
No, I never heard of the Roomba.
The Roomba is a robot vacuum cleaner sold by iBot. You know where you can check that out, the iBot Corporation homepage. But I would say surf at your own risk. So anyway, the Roomba is a robot vacuum cleaner that moves around your house and will vacuum without you having to even be home.
Well, that's amazing.
That's pretty amazing. In fact, I would have to say that's the most helpful robot that I've seen today. So he gets a good robot. What about Honda? Honda not only makes cars, Honda makes robots. And they have a robot out called Asimo.
Asimo? What does that mean?
I don't know exactly what it means, but he's kind of a short, friendly robot that I've seen walking and running, and they're doing a lot of tests on the human-shaped robot over at Honda. He would have to be a good robot because He seems like he's a research robot. So, how about that animation, Robots? Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah, I have.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was a little funny.
Oh, yeah?
Because when that red guy on the screen, he just laid an egg.
He laid an egg?
Yeah, when he put a scooter on, a skirt on, he just laid an egg onto his under his skirt.
I've never heard of robots laying eggs. Let's see. Movies, would you say the robots in the movie Robots were good robots or bad robots?
Good robots. The blue one right there is a good robot. All those are good robots.
All right. So another place they have a lot of robots is actually in the military. And they use robots where humans can't go or where humans don't want to go. One type of robot they have is a bomb-sniffing robot that'll go up and explode bombs so that humans don't have to get close to them. What do you say, good robot or bad robot?
I don't know, I think it's a good robot.
Sounds good. If I don't have to blow up a bomb and some robot can do it for me, I think that's probably a good robot. So, hey, Kai, let's do one more good and bad, I forgot. So, would you say that Astro Boy, the Japanese anime, is good or bad robot?
I think he's a good robot.
Why is he a good robot?
Because he saves people when something happens bad.
Uh-huh.
And he builds other robots.
There you go. Astro Boy, good robot. Well, so it seems from our survey here, there's probably more good robots than bad robots. And at least that's what I believe. I mean, I've watched America's Most Wanted several times and never seen a robot profiled on their show. So robots can't be all that bad.
Yeah, not that bad. Maybe that robot on the screen.
All right. Well, since we are talking about robots today, I thought we should at least give the dictionary definition of robot. Are you ready, Kai?
Yep.
A robot is a noun. It's a machine capable of carrying out a complex series of actions automatically, especially one programmable by a computer. Especially in science fiction, a machine resembling a human being able to replicate certain human movements and functions automatically. Also used to refer to a person who behaves in a mechanical or unemotional manner. Well, we know somebody like that, huh? So the origin of robot is from Czechoslovakia, from robota, or forced labor. The term was first coined in a play called R.U.R., Rossmann's Universal Robots, in 1920. So robots have been around a long time, but only recently have they finally made it into the White House.
He has actually something behind him.
Oh wait, did you notice that there's something behind the president when he was speaking for the 2004 debates?
It is. It's actually a box.
Yeah?
Hiding behind his coat.
What do you think he would be hiding a box behind a coat?
I don't know. I don't know what he's doing with it. Maybe he's just hiding it from the other presidents.
Maybe he is hiding it from Kerry or someone, but I think that it shows that he's truly a robot.
Yeah, he might be.
There you have it, folks. Robots in the White House. And you thought it was just the robots at Disneyland. Abe Lincoln never looked so good.
I am a robot president.
I am a robot president.
Thank you.
Are you working? What kind of work do you do?
One of our segments we like to do is called What's Your Job? This is where Kai interviews somebody about what they do for their work. Who'd you interview this time, Kai?
Cal.
And what's Cal do?
He builds robots.
And he's a robot artist. Let's have a listen.
What is your name?
My name's Cal.
What is your job?
My job, you call it a job, I don't really call it a job because I like it. But what I do is I make machines and robots that I let people operate and play with.
What tools do you use?
I use that bandsaw you just saw and were asking about. And I use drill presses, and I use a welder, and a bunch of hand tools, grinders, hand drills, hammers, screwdrivers, nuts and bolts, motors, air cylinders, valves, and kitty power. You gotta use a lot of kitty power to build robots.
Right.
Okay.
How did you learn your job?
How did I learn my job? I studied a lot and read a lot of books, and I collaborated with a lot of people who were smarter than me, and I helped them with a lot of stuff, and then they showed me stuff. And my father owned a construction company, and so I learned how to build a house when I was a pretty young boy, and he would have me do stuff like fix his dump truck when it was broken, and I learned how to work on cars, and I went to school.
Oh.
Okay.
What? Do you work with your friends? Do they build robots too, or?
Do my friends? Most of them don't build robots, but they do a lot of specialty stuff that helps me with the robots, like electronics or electrical engineering. A lot of them do stuff with the internet or computers, and that's a big help. And my friend Chris is a painter, and that's been a really big help because I don't really paint, and so he paints stuff. Or like that woman figure you saw that's going to play the guitar, he painted that for me, and that's really cool.
And what about the man? Did he paint that too?
Yeah, the man up there? Uh-huh, he did. Yeah.
Well,
it's kind of taken apart right now, but it's a big pair of wings. And they're from the myth of Sisyphus.
Do you sit there and then it flies?
Yeah, and it'll lift you in the air.
Well, it's scary.
It's pretty fun.
And you might go in the space.
You'll go up in the air. And it's about flying and learning to get your wings. Because everyone has a pair of wings.
Can you go away from this house?
Not that far. But a little ways. And it's about being a little scared, but having fun while you do it. You know, kind of when you go like on a roller coaster ride?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of scary, but fun. Or you ever go to like a carnival?
What advice do you have?
To do my job?
Mm-hmm.
My advice. What other advice? Work hard and find something you really, really, really like.
What kind of place do you work?
Yeah, what is kind it? Of place? Yeah, it's a big old warehouse.
Yeah.
And it has 35-foot ceilings.
Mm-hmm.
And
where's your bed?
And I actually don't sleep here anymore.
Do you know how to draw R2-D2?
Yeah, that's easy.
How?
He's all over here. There's a bunch of them. Haven't you seen them?
No.
Beep, 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 beep. What was that?
R2-D2.
Did you hear that?
No.
Get
it?
Maybe it's the kitty. I don't know.
I couldn't touch it.
Maybe the kitty's a robot.
Kitty's a robot.
Kitty bot.
Does the robot do what you always tell them?
No. Sometimes if you make them kind of with enough variables.
Do you use snap and so it could come to you?
I can do that. I have what's called a sound recognition or voice activation interfaces. And so when they hear things, the robots can respond to you, to the sound. Kind of like the kitty or your dog, right?
My dog, always when we come home, my dog always wakes up.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Can you build a dog that always catches? If you make a dog of a robot dog, I shouldn't say that because the cat might know.
She'll get jealous.
Yeah.
Well, she actually, if the dog's nice, she likes dogs.
Your cat might scare it away.
Maybe your dog, the cat will chase the dog?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Or the dog might chase the cat.
Or maybe the robot will chase the cat and the dog.
What?
Whoa!
Last one. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Kai. It was my pleasure.
What is that stuck? Let's see some more Roblox.
All right.
Let's see how to do too.
I wish there was a robot in my dream.
Oh, really? Hold on. Let me start it out. So Kai and I like to do a part of the show called I Wish. You have any robot wishes, Kai?
Yeah, I wish I had a robot in my dream.
You wish you had a robot in your dream?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, wow. You wish for robots in your dreams, huh?
I wanted to walk, and when it's a backpack that has hands, that I don't need to carry stuff.
Oh,
I
yeah?
I just carry with different hands. And then even it could walk.
Uh-huh.
I don't need to walk. And
you want a robot that'll walk for you?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What else would your robot do?
He could get stuff for me and I'll eat it.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that sounds a little bit like Rosie the robot. But what else? Anything else your robot could do for you? Would he talk or?
He doesn't talk. He's just a backpack. It's just a backpack that had hands and just walks.
So you would have a robot that was a backpack with hands to grab things and feet to walk you around on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you have it, folks. I wish Kai thinking about his robots.
Because we just talked about robots.
Oh, so you think you'll probably dream about robots tonight?
Yeah, I think.
Really?
Well, since we're doing a show about robots this time, we thought instead of learning to count in a foreign language, we could actually learn to count to 12 in binary.
Yeah, I don't know how to count in binary.
No, binary is the numbering system computers use, but I'd venture a guess a few robots know binary too. Probably
yeah.
C-3PO, huh?
Yeah.
Sure he knows binary. Binary is just a sequence of zeros and ones. It's a number system, just like the base 10.
Yeah.
The number system that you and I count in, the humans, right? The difference is the placement of the numbers. While we have 10 digits, 0 through 9, the base 2 number system only has 2 digits. Do you know what those are?
What? 100. Ones and zeros.
Yep. The base 2 number system only has 2 digits. It's also sometimes called a machine language, right? And since robots are basically just machines, I thought this would be a good numbering system for us to learn.
Yeah.
It's not easy though, but here's how to count to 12 in binary.
Right, ones.
So Kai's going to start out by doing the whole number, 1 through 12. And I'll give you the binary number.
1.
1.
2.
1, 0.
3.
1, 1.
4.
1, 0, 0.
5.
1, 0, 1.
6.
1, 1, 0.
7.
1, 1, 1.
8.
1, 0, 0, 0.
9.
1, 0, 0, 1.
10.
1, 0, 1, 0.
11.
1, 0, 1, 1.
12.
1100.
13.
And that's how to count to 12 in binary.
Thank you.
I have a joke for you. It's a robot joke.
Let's hear it.
This robot went to the bar, and the bar said, "We don't serve your kind here." And then the robot said, "You will."
So Kai has a robot joke for us.
Why does a robot cross the street?
I don't know. Why did the robot cross the street?
Because it was programmed to. I love you, Tina. I love you, Tina the robot.
To come to our iPod radio show. Would you like to come to listen to our next radio show?
Yep, in a few months we will be doing our next radio show, but first, let's thank everybody who helped out on this radio show.
Definitely want to thank the robots.
Yeah.
Good and bad robots alike.
Don't come to get us if we forgot some robots.
And if we forgot you, any of you robots out there, we're really sorry. And don't come get us or anything like that.
Yeah.
Don't come get us.
So I definitely had a good time talking about robots. Hope you learned a little bit something.
And let's hope for a brighter robot tomorrow.
Hey, nice to meet you.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Sayonara. Adios.